Hi folks, I decided that I would just do a really quick questionnaire. I say really quick, I ramble a lot. Apparently these are supposed to be like yes, no kind of answers. I don't really do that. I just talk a lot. So thank you very much to Captain Jericho for posting this. I fucking love the questions that he asked for my AMA, so I thought I'd answer some more questions from him. So let's see. Okay. Right. Do you sing? Yes. Dance sometimes. Exercise is rare. I exercise quite rarely. I do walk a lot. I'm a very big pedestrian, so that kind of counts, I guess. Play video games. I do play video games. I'm not like an avid online multiplayer type gamer. I don't do a lot of first person shooters or RPGs. I tend to like story based games. I like the AAA type titles. My favorite game is the Last of Us. And I play little things like Stanley Parable and the Portal games and stuff like that. So yeah. Play an instrument. I play a little bit of piano. I had lessons growing up. I played violin for a little bit as well, but stopped that pretty quickly. And I play a bit of ukulele, so. Play a sport. Not anymore. I did used to play netball and I used to horse ride. That's about it. Order fast food. Yes, constantly, too much, all the time. I order fast food. I've got some currently sitting in my fridge. I order it all the time. Write GWA scripts. I do now. I did. I wrote one a few days ago. Go read it. I'm very proud of it. Fill scripts. I do fill scripts, yes. I am really, really picky when it comes to scripts. I won't fill a script unless I'm absolutely kind of clicking with it. You know, a script can be doing really well and then it'll come out with a sentence or two that I'm not a fan of and I go, oh, actually, maybe not. But you know, I am really, really choosy when it comes to scripts. Record non-sexual audios. Yes, I do. I'm doing it right now. Okay. Do you like sushi? I do. It's my favorite food of all time. I wish I could have it all day, every day. Spicy food. More than I used to. I'm kind of getting there with building up a tolerance to it. I'm still not. I don't eat spicy foods very regularly. But when I have a curry, I used to get korma all the time. And then I got a korma from a particular place that just tasted like chicken and cream. And it was just, ugh, it was awful. So I've kind of bumped up a little bit. And I usually have Rogan Josh. That's my go-to. So I can go for a little bit of spice. But I still order lemon and herb at Nando's. So, rom-coms. Some. I'm not dead keen on them. But the occasional one I will enjoy. Favorite one's probably Legally Blonde. Horror, yes, I'm a huge horror fan, absolutely adore it, especially like 80s slasher flicks like Nightmare on Elm Street series. I'm obsessed with the Nightmare on Elm Street series. I don't get scared by horror films very often, it's very rare, but I really enjoy them. Thrillers, I do like thrillers. There's a film on Netflix. I mean, I suppose you would call it a horror, but I would consider it more of a thriller, called Hush. And it's one of the best films I've ever seen. It is so good, so well done. The concept was just so interesting and they executed it really well. And another thriller that comes to mind that I like would be probably Silence of the Lambs. That's not a horror film. It's definitely not a horror film. It's a psychological thriller. And it's absolutely wonderful. Comedies. Of course I like comedy. What kind of person doesn't like comedy? Like, for fuck. you've got to laugh in life. Who doesn't like comedy? Classical music. I'm not 100% super dead keen, but I do like a bit of classical music because my brother is a pianist. So growing up, I listened to a lot of it. He'd be playing it a lot. So even if I can't like name a piece or a composer, usually when a piece comes on, I'll be like, oh, recognize that. And sometimes I play it when I'm reading or studying or whatever. So 60s, 70s music. My favorite band is the Beatles. So obviously big 60s music there. 80s music. That's like Queen's 80s, right? I like Queen. Yeah, I like 80s music. 90s music, it had its moments. Most of them not good, but it's sometimes, yeah. Have you ever committed a crime? I mean, like, I've done illegal U-turns, I've sped, I've jaywalked, I've done little things, little crimes. Never done anything serious though. Taken drugs. I did try out marijuana in university, but it just wasn't for me. Had a long distance relationship. I have had a long distance relationship. I'm very happy to say it is no longer long distance. So that's really good. I had a long distance relationship. It was tricky, but we made it work. So that's good. Cheated on someone? Nope. Never cheated on anyone in my life. Absolutely not. No. Had a one night stand? Oh, sorry. Been cheated on? No, I haven't. Had a one night stand? Nope. Not really my kind of thing, unfortunately. I'm a very emotional person. I'm not someone who can just like have sex and then never talk to that person again. It has to be emotion attached for me. So, been in a fight. I haven't been in a fight, no. Been in a protest. Kinda. I mean, the council was threatening to close our library, so we all went and stood outside with like signs and stuff, and then we went to the hearing they were gonna have about it, and again we had like banners and signs and we were chanting stuff, so I suppose you count that. Been in a helicopter? Nope. Tried an extreme / adrenaline sport? I haven't, but I would like to try something like skydiving or something like that because I think it'd be cool. Have you been to Africa? No. Caribbean? No. Oceania? No. North America? Nope. Central America? Nope. South America? Nope. Asia? Nope. Western Europe? I'm just going to go ahead and Google what the fuck's in Western Europe. My geography is not great. What the hell's in Western Europe? I'm guessing, am I in Western Europe? I don't know. Of course, yeah, I am in Western. Am I in West? Fuck, my geography's so bad, guys. It's so bad. Okay, so Italy's in Western Europe, right? I have been to Western. Yeah, I think I have. I think I have. I have. I probably have. I don't know. Yeah. Hang on a second. Where the fuck's the UK? I'm so stupid. Where the fuck is the UK? I am. I'm in Western. I live in Western Europe. I'm a fucking idiot. Okay, Eastern Europe. I've probably. I don't know what countries. I don't know. Come on, Google, help me out. Haven't been to any of the Croatia. I've been to Croatia. There we go. I have been to Eastern. I'm a fucking idiot. Polar region. No, I have been to polar region. God's sake. Anyway, okay, I didn't take GCSEs in geography, okay? I'm sorry. In real life, do you consider yourself to be approachable? Yeah, I suppose so. I'm terrible at instigating conversations, but I'm a very approachable person, I think. Tolerant of other opinions. More so than I used to be. I used to be the kind of person that said like, oh, that person has an opinion I don't agree with, therefore that person is a dickhead. No, I don't think that anymore. You know, I have several friends who have opinions that I do not agree with at all. Well, there's a very close friend of mine, many things we don't agree on, many, many, many things we don't agree on, but he's still a very nice person and I still like him a lot, and that's all that matters. You know, we're friends. And I completely believe in freedom of speech. As long as you're not harming anybody, as long as you're not breaking the law, you can say whatever the fuck you want, honestly. Just going to tell somebody helpful. I suppose in the context matters, but I suppose I'm helpful, yeah. Fashionable? I just wear what I like. I don't really know. Good at grammar? I am good at grammar most of the time, yeah. I'm pretty proud of my grammar skills. Able to take criticism? I'm not great at taking criticism, I'm not gonna lie. I'm quite bad at taking criticism. Like, I will listen to it, but then I will feel bad about it. That's why I didn't let anyone read my script before I uploaded it. I'm like, okay, I could show this to someone and improve it, but what if they say it's shit? Anyway, I'm not sporty. I don't really know what jaded means. I'm so glad I've got my computer. I'm going to Google everything. Bored or lacking enthusiasm? I mean, sometimes, yeah, I can be like that. Worldly, no. Reaching my potential, I don't really care. I don't know. Okay, sexy stuff time. Interesting. Okay. Are you into affection? I mean, yeah. That is just like what it is, right? It's not, there's no deeper meaning to that word. Am I into people being affectionate to each other? Yeah, I like that quite a bit. Unless I'm okay. Anal. Yeah, I like the idea of it, and I have like kind of dabbled. Yeah, I would say I'm into that, yeah. Domination. I'm into it in the sense of I like to be dominated, but I would never want to dominate anybody. Humiliation. Very small amounts. I don't like a whole lot of it. Like, I don't mind being called names and things like that, but not 100%, like, complete humiliation, no. Incest fantasy / roleplay. Yeah, that is one of my kinks, yeah. Impregnation fantasy, again, like, not the full thing, like, a bit of impreg is fine, like, you know, if there's, like, because, you know, I like, you know, dark rape type audios, so if there's a scenario where the guy, like, refuses to pull out, that kind of thing, I'm fine with that, but pregnancy type stuff, not really my cup of tea, unfortunately, as in, like, yeah, I don't know, as long as it doesn't go too far into it. And I don't really like the idea. Maybe sometimes, but I don't really like the whole concept of, like, breeding. Not really. Consent / non-consent. I like both. I like one more than the other. They're both brilliant. Age play? A little bit, yeah. Race play? Not really. I'm a classy white bitch. I don't know what to say. It's not really something that I listen to a lot now. Group sex. I like the idea of it. I like the fantasy of it. We're probably not engaging it myself, but yeah, no, I like the fantasy type stuff. Okay, those are all the questions that I answered in answer to the questions and the questions I read, and please don't think I'm an idiot in any way. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.